podcast about nothing presents Two Player Mode. Podcast contains spoilers, so if you do not want to listen, don't turn away. Just listen anyways.
So this is Two Player Mode. I'm Jake and
I'm Jeff.
So tell me, what are we going to talk about tonight?
Well, first off, I want to talk about the end of the full episode that we just finished the other day. That was some interesting impersonations of me you guys were doing.
I don't even remember. I didn't even, like, listen to the end of it. As a matter of fact, last night when I was editing it, I decided that at a certain point I was done editing, and I just let everything else go, and I just left it how it was, so...
That was some interesting impersonations of me you guys did. You guys are like, oh, well, we'll just end the show for Jeff, too. I'm Jeff. I'm like, motherfuckers.
Oh, that's right. We were talking about we should have had John Goodman come in and do the end of it.
Well, no, that was the last thing that was said before you ended the episode.
Yeah.
Before that, you were just, both of you were attacking my voice.
We weren't attacking. We were having
fun. You guys made me sound dumber and slower than I am in real life. And it was not appreciated, sir.
I meant no offense by it. It was only in good fun.
Uh-huh. Well, actually, I also wanted to say, I thought it was interesting you said that the last two-player mode was kind of off balance because we were playing game. Because I've listened to the episode like 3 or 4 times,
yeah,
and I didn't see any problems with the episode.
It was just my own, I mean, it's just how I felt about it, I don't know.
It's just you in your head, you thought it was slower than
I felt like we were too focused on the game. And, I mean, the conversation was good, but I felt like we didn't get as intimate with the answers as we did in the first episode.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, we were a little distracted, but, I mean, we still kept the conversation going.
Right. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. I felt like the game really distracted us a lot, but, you know, it's just learning, I guess.
True. Okay, well then... So we're not going to get too much into this one, but we saw Riddick the other week.
Yeah.
And what was your opinion of the movie?
I don't know. I think my opinion's kind of the same as what yours was a little bit, how it was just a very lackluster ending. I felt like, the whole movie is awesome. It really throws back to Pitch Black and,
Well, see, that's the whole thing. It is just almost an exact fucking copy of Pitch Black.
Pretty much. I mean, for the most part, it really is. The only difference is that he has the past from Chronicles and from Pitch Black. You know, he actually brings those things up, especially since the whole idea is centered around John's son. I mean, that's the whole reason that guy even came to the planet, was to get revenge for his son's death. But, I mean, I think that... The fact that they actually threw back to Pitch Black, you know, the style and the solidarity that it had to it was pretty awesome. You know, Chronicles felt like it was too big of a movie, I think. I mean, it was a great one. I like it a lot, but I feel like it's separate from the other two now. But the thing about the last one, or of Riddick, is that I feel like when they ended it, They really ended it with Riddick kind of at his lowest point, and I kind of see where they were getting at with the ending, which was, you know, as powerful as he is, he can't do everything by himself. And
yeah,
kind of. I don't know if that's really what they're going for, but that's how I interpreted it. And, I mean, that's cool and all, but it's... To me, it was a little bit... I felt like it was, okay, we're done with this movie, let's end it.
Yeah, it was just an abrupt ending.
Yeah.
And it felt like Matrix 2 ending, where they're like, we're doing another one,
right?
So we're going to leave it open.
Right. But it was such a weird ending. You've got, you know, John's in the one plane, and you've got Riddick in the other, and then they just take off in separate directions. I mean, how much more open-ended could you make an ending? You know what I mean? Like, that can go anywhere.
Oh, I'm sure you could make it more open-ended than that.
Yeah, as he's, like, climbing up the mountain, you just stop the movie in the middle. Like, you don't even do anything else, you just stop.
Yeah, that was pretty funny how they made that, like, a whole biblical thing.
How so?
Well, I mean, he was climbing up the mountain, and there was that one beam of sunlight coming down on him.
Oh, yeah.
Which I guess maybe it was the floodlight from the ship, but still, it was the whole him climbing the mountain, light on him, escaping from the bad guys, and then killing them at the same time.
Right. Well, I don't know. I enjoyed the movie a lot. As a matter of fact, I think the first, like, 35 minutes of the movie was the best parts of the movie. I mean, I loved seeing Riddick in his weakness, trying to rebuild himself. That was so awesome. That was probably one of the coolest parts about the movie, because you actually got to see Riddick as Riddick. You know, not just the guy trying to kill somebody. He was actually, like, it was himself, and that was really cool to see, because I don't think that's right. Something that we've seen before. In Pitch Black, you know, the characters were, it was based on the main characters of the team, I guess. It wasn't really Riddick as the main character, even though towards the end he really did become the hero of the movie, but it wasn't set specifically on Riddick. And in this one, you know, it was more set on Riddick, which was cool, because it was like seeing Pitch Black from another angle, basically. Which was really cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it was, Pitch Black, but you knew that Riddick was the good guy the whole time.
Right. I still love when he gets revenge for, spoiler alert, by the way, his dog.
Yeah.
That is so cool. I love that whole premise of him.
Oh, wow, that really was 5 seconds.
What's that?
That was the joke. You know, in the first 5 seconds, you're going to die first.
Oh, yeah. God. I wish they didn't kill dog so quickly like that.
Wow, that really was 5 seconds.
Yeah. I don't know. But anyways, as far as Riddick goes, I thought it was a great, great movie. Ending was a little bit, I guess, prematurely. It was prematurely ended for me.
I greatly enjoyed the movie. I just wish they wouldn't have gone with the similarity to the first movie as much. Like, if they would have had, like, a big, huge beast that ran around in the daytime that was harassing them,
mm-hmm.
I could be okay with that. But it was the fact that it was a nighttime creature. Well, not really nighttime, but the rain brought it out. But it was, like, nighttime the entire time it was out. So it was the exact same movie the second that it got to it.
So here's a question. Was it the same planet?
No, it wasn't the same planet.
Okay.
It was a completely different monster, too.
Sure. I don't know. I like the idea of it being a nighttime thing. I mean, they kind of have to, especially with the fact that Riddick uses the night vision. You know,
yeah.
It makes sense why they would do that. But I'll tell you, one of the things that I really liked about the movie was the fact that it was Vin Diesel himself that pretty much funded the movie. I mean, he was the pretty much the only guy that was like, hey, let's get this movie made and I'll pay for it, you know? I don't know what the final budget was on this movie. Do you?
No, I don't.
Curious. I don't know. Because I feel like, you know, I feel like he definitely made the movie that he wanted the first one to be, which is cool because the first, you know, it's not his story. But I really did enjoy the whole, as a whole, I really did enjoy it. Anything you can add to that? Go for it.
I mean, like I said, it was enjoyable, but it was just too much like the first fucking movie.
Let's see.
Other than that, I was alright.
Let's see. $35 million was the budget for Riddick, which, that's pretty cool. I love it when lower budget movies can make it seem like it's a big budget movie.
Yeah.
I mean, not that $35 million isn't a lot of money or anything, but in movie standards for these days, I guess it's not really that much money.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Well, so have you heard anything about this this brain eating virus that's down in Louisiana right now? It's in the water supply. It's not a virus; it's an amoeba.
Don't think I have.
It's kind of crazy. They keep saying, "Don't worry, it's, you know, it's not really something to completely worry about. Just don't let it get in your nose. Don't let water get in your nose." I'm like,
that's been a big thing that they've been saying for the past few years. Ever since those neti pots became really huge,
right.
People are like, don't use tap water, use purified water from a certain source.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so.
No, that's true, but this is an actual ongoing case where, you know, people are dying, and it's...
Well, no, people died from the neti pots.
Sure, I don't know. Something, to me, that's like, it's kind of freaky to me because, you know, one, I mean, I guess I kind of understand. They're talking about how the water pipes, I guess, or the water sewers, or whatever you would call them, the water supply, as it's circulating mm-hmm. through all the pipes, it's not actually moving as fast as it used to because of Katrina.
Right.
But I guess that because of it moving so slow, this amoeba is harder to kill because it had more time to grow, and so it survived more of the... I guess it survived easier in the water supply, but I don't know. I just thought it was kind of crazy. But you know, you always wonder what would it be like in if we had to deal with it. You know, what would you do? What would you just go buy a bunch of bottled water? Would you go to? Would you just not? You know, not shower? What, you know, how would you handle not being able to drink your water because there's a brain-eating amoeba in it?
Well, you know, just be a survivor and boil all your water.
Oh yeah, I mean that was my first thought, was like, why aren't you guys boiling your water? You know, they always say whenever there's anything harmful, boil your water. But
right,
and I was reading one of the interviews of one of the ladies, and she was like, I went to the store and bought, you know, so many cases of bottled water because I'm not boiling nothing. I don't want to chance the fact that it could still be in the water supply. And I'm thinking, you know, come on.
Apparently, she doesn't understand physics.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, boil anything, it's going to die, and that's just how it is. But
yeah, just got to make sure it's at a certain temperature.
Yeah, I don't know. These people are crazy, I guess. They really are. But
I remember what I was going to say after that Riddick thing. What point did you stop editing the episode
of what
that we were doing the other day? Because you said you just gave up one point.
Well, okay, what I did is I actually started, like, skipping ahead. Sometimes that's what'll happen. Like, I got to the very end, obviously, because I had to put that end song in there and whatnot, but I just skipped ahead. And, you know, if I saw, like, a large break, that's where I would delete the large break, and that was pretty much it.
I was just curious because I was assuming, well, I mean, it was harder with three tracks to edit, but I was just figuring that whenever one of us wasn't talking, like, you would drop the audio to, like, quiet.
Fuck.
Because...
Dude, no way. That would take... that. Fuck. Hell no. That would take so long. I didn't have that much time to do it.
I just thought it was funny because, like, there was that moment when the chihuahuas were barking on my end right there at the beginning. And then you could very lightly hear Demolition Man playing.
Yeah.
And then the virtual sex scene, you could, like, really hear it in the background.
Really?
And I was laughing so hard when I listened to the episode today.
I didn't even notice.
I'm sitting there listening, and all of a sudden I hear, I'm like, oh my god,
awesome.
The sex scene is there.
That's awesome.
I really wanted to go out and ask my parents to turn it down because there was nowhere else I could be in the house to record that without a lot of noise happening.
Right. It was really weird because, like, the first, I don't know, maybe 45, 50 minutes or so, like, there was no echo of your voice in it. And then all of a sudden, it was like, all of a sudden, there it was. The echo was coming through. I don't know if maybe, because it was on TJ's track. I was checking to see whose track had it. And it was just TJ's. So I was kind of going in and deleting some of the, because it would happen like a split second before you would talk. So I had enough that I could actually pull it out.
Yeah, that was also kind of distracting. Like, I would hear myself talking before I was talking.
Yeah. I don't know why that happened, but, you know, it is what it is. I'm not... That last episode was kind of a test episode for this whole Google thing. I was just kind of curious how it would cut together. So I'm not too upset with it. I'm just, you know, it is what it is. For the next one, I have a little more understanding of what it is I'll be looking for. And the big thing is trying to get... I think we need to invest in some better headphones because TJ was wearing headphones. You could hear your voice through his headphones.
Well, I think that means that he had his audio turned up way too loud.
Possible. I don't know. Can you hear any of my, or hear you on me, I guess?
Say that again?
Can you hear you through my headphones now?
No.
Also, I have these earbud things anyway, so I don't, I mean, they're kind of made for not projecting.
Well, I mean, if you have one dangling and it's near your audio device, then yeah, I'm sure it would be picking that up.
Well, keep talking.
Hello, my name is Jacob. I do things that are weird. You can't hear me, can you?
A little bit. You sounded a lot like Mr. Bean.
I didn't. For some reason, your image is a little bit slower than your actions. Mm-hmm. So, to me, you still had your earphone in, and I was expecting you to react to me doing it. But then you just didn't say anything, and then all of a sudden I saw you had both earphones out, and I was That's like, oh. So tell me a little bit about iOS 7, because they did not put that on the iPod Touch 4th generation. I think they're only doing it with the generations that have the 5 tiles,
uh-huh.
and 4th generation has 4. So well, I think it's for the newer iPhones and the newer iPods.
Well,
so,
I'll tell you what, it worked on Sarah's phone, and Sarah has just the regular 4. Yeah.
Because I've checked for the past 3 days to see if there's a software update, and there's no software update for mine.
That's crazy. I don't understand that, because, I mean, literally, like, that morning I put it on Sarah's phone, and, I mean, everybody at work has the 4. I think me and one other person are the only ones that have 5, and everybody else has the update, so that's kind of weird.
So, explain to me how awesome it is, because I do not know.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you. It is so beautiful. It is really a beautiful upgrade. I've never seen anything quite like it. The depth that I get since I have the iPhone 5, like the 4 doesn't. I had one guy at work. He has the 4S, and it worked on his. If you move the phone back and forth side to side, it gives you a feeling of depth to the photo, which is really awesome. But on most of them, it's not giving you that, or on all the other 4s that I've seen, it hasn't been doing it. So I'm thinking it's a later 4S/5 update that only works on those two. You've got a whole new home screen. You know, the tiles look different. And actually, you know how you can put all of your tiles into one, or into a file and make it, you know, an individual tile that has a bunch of different apps in it.
Well, you can only put I don't know if it's different on the iPhone 5, but on the iPod Touch 4, it was each file that you could put files into, or each file that you could put apps into, it was, let's see, it was 12 that you could put into each folder.
Well, now it's unlimited. Now you can put all of your apps in one if you wanted to.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it's freaking cool. I mean, I still like to keep mine separate because I have certain things in certain areas, but, that's pretty cool. Siri now has a male voice and a female voice, which is really awkward because I changed it to the male voice for a minute, and he was talking to me like I was his boyfriend, so I definitely changed it back to a girl.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was really awkward. And then, let's see.
Hey, baby, how are you doing?
The keyboard is a lot better. It's different. It has a different look to it, obviously, but it's got a better response to your finger.
Right.
Let's see, what else? New ringtones, new backgrounds. It's got this thing, it's called dynamic background, and it's actually like they're moving bubbles. So it's kind of old school, considering that Android already had it. When I had Galaxy S, it had the motion background, but it's pretty sweet. It makes it a little more customizable. What else is awesome? The App Store, all the stuff that you've purchased in the past, now that's a individual list tile, which is nice because you don't have to go and search for your purchase. You can actually just click it, and it'll bring you a full list of everything that you've ever bought. The one thing, though, that I still wish that they would add that has not happened is in the iTunes store. I wish everything that you've ever bought, you were able to re-download. Because
you can.
You know, everybody keeps telling me that, but I can't figure it out.
All you have to do is go, like, when I go to an album that I bought, it will say, you know, that it's already been purchased.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I just hit the button, I can re-download it.
Well, I've done
And that. they've had that ability for the App Store.
Uh-huh.
As long as I've had my thing, or it might have been a later update after I got it, but it's always had, that I can remember, an option when you go to where the updates are.
Mm-hmm.
Up at the top of the updates, it says purchased, and if you click that, it takes you to your list of purchased things.
Sure.
And it tells you even the ones that aren't downloaded at the time, but you've purchased.
Yeah, I mean, I do.
And then it has the list of all.
I do know that it had that, but it's a more convenient place now where they have it located. Also, the iTunes radio is fucking awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's a lot bigger catalog of music that you can listen to, stuff that Pandora doesn't really have, or stuff that Spotify didn't have. You know, it's pretty nice. What else?
I got really upset with Pandora. I mean, they really fucked over everybody, making you subscribe, because you can only listen to 40 hours a month right now.
What?
So, yeah. If you're doing free on Pandora, you can only do 40 hours a month.
Uh-huh.
So in one week, I run out because I work for 40 hours a week.
Right.
So I pretty much would just turn it on when I got to work and then listen to it all day. So when that finally happened, I think it was like February or March they started that.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden it was like, you've run out of hours, you have to subscribe. And I'm like, fuckers.
That sucks. I never use Pandora. I always use the Spotify radio, which is, I think it's what, it's kind of like how Pandora used to be, how you can just listen to whatever. And
right.
But the one thing that I hate about those radios is that they give you just a certain amount of skips. You don't get a whole...
Yeah, yeah.
But one thing that was cool about iTunes Radio is they have this, they have their, what do they call them? Their guest DJs, basically. And it'll be, you know, somebody famous, and they'll be DJing the music, and it'll be the music that they like and whatnot. The first one I listened to was Jared Leto's, which is pretty sweet.
Cool.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting to see the kind of stuff that he listens to.
It was interesting. Marcus, I think, told me this. I think he has a subscription to Pandora,
mm-hmm.
and even with the subscription, they still limit the amount of skips that you do.
Really?
Even though they say... Get a subscription and you can skip however many you want.
That's fool's trickery right there. That's bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
they do that shit.
Right.
They do that shit all the time. What else do you got to talk about?
Well, let's end this one.
Already!
All right, so yeah, this is two-player mode. You can find us on iTunes, that is two-player mode. You can also find our blog, that is nothing, twoplayermode.blogspot.com. We are... part of the podcast about nothing. You can find our Facebook page as the podcast about nothing. That's facebook.com/nothingtoshowfor. That's nothing number two, show number four. Like us on Twitter. Also find us on the Channel Zero's website. That's the zerolevel.com. Also, right now we're working on our YouTube channel. That is the animation about nothing. Follow our channel or subscribe to our channel. Watch our first video. It's called Fantastic Italian Brothers.
YouTube.
It's pretty funny. It's my first ever animation, so give it a break. You know, don't get too critical on it. It was, it took about 4.5 hours to do 17 seconds worth of video, so that was pretty awesome. and again, it was my first ever. I never animated anything in my life before. I just wanted to try it out. I liked it a lot. It was fun. I'm going to do more. But, yeah, just be forgiving on the first one. Second one, you could be a little more critical. But
forgiven!
So anyways, yes, that was two-player mode. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Podcast, come again.
Podcast About Nothing presents two-player mode.